Welcome to this lesson on creating a bassline turn for Jungle and Old School Deedan Beat in Ableton Live 12. By the end of this session, you'll know how to build a simple but powerful bass phrase that flips direction, answers itself, or briefly drops out to create that classic reround energy. This is one of those small arrangement tricks that can make a loop feel alive fast. In Jungle, the bass is not just holding down the low end, it's part of the conversation with the drums. We're keeping this beginner-friendly, practical, and fully in the box with Ableton's stock tools. So if you've got Operator, Wave Eatable, Simpler, Auto Filter, Saturator, Drum Bus, EQ8, and Utility, you've got everything you need. First, set your project tempo to 168 BPM. That puts us right in the sweet spot for old school jungle and drum and bass. Then set up three tracks, one for drums, one for bass, and one for FX or atmosphere. For now, keep the arrangement view open and think in short phrases, not a full track. We're building an edit, so 2-bar and 4-bar movement matters more than long sections. Start with the drums. Drag in a breakbeat loop, or build something simple using a drum rock or Simpler. If you're slicing a break in Simpler, use Slice by Transient and give the slices a tiny fade to avoid clicks. Then copy that break across 2 bars and make just a small edit. Maybe mute one kick. Maybe add a ghost snare. Maybe move a hat slightly early. Nothing huge. The goal is to give the break a little human motion. After that, add drum bus to the break, a bit of drive, a little transient enhancement, and only a touch of boom if needed can make the loop feel tighter and more aggressive. If the break gets muddy, use CQ8 to clean up the low rumble below roughly 30 to 40 Hz. That keeps the groove punchy without wasting space in the sub range. Now let's build the main sub bass. Load Operator onto your bass track and start with a simple sine wave. That's the cleanest way to get a solid jungle sub. Keep the MIDI pattern simple too. Just 2 or 3 notes is enough for now. A very classic approach is to let the first bar hold the root note, then let the second bar answer with a shorter note or a small movement. Keep the amp envelope tight with a quick attack and a short release so the bass stays rhythmic. Add Utility after Operator and set the width to 0 so the sub stays mono. That's important. In this style, the low end should be disciplined. If you want a little more weight, add Saturator very lightly. A small amount of drive and soft clip can help the sub speak on smaller speakers without making it fuzzy. Next, add a mid-bass layer. This is where the voltage part comes in. Duplicate the bass track or make a second MIDI track called Bass Mid. Load Wave Eatable or Analog and create a slightly detuned, animated sound. 2 saw-style oscillators, a bit of detune, and a low-pass filter is a great starting point. Add auto filter, and keep the cutoff somewhere around 200 to 500 Hz at first. You want movement and attitude, but you do not want this layer fighting the sub. For width and grit, use a little chorus, subtle unison, or just a bit of saturator or overdrive. Then high-pass this mid layer around 120 to 180 Hz with EQ8 so the low end stays clean. The sub should own the very bottom. The mid layer should add character and bite above it. Now write the bass line like a call and response. That's the easiest way to make it feel like jungle instead of just a loop. For example, let bar 1 hold a strong bass note that locks with the drums. Then let bar 2 answer with a slightly different note, a shorter rhythm, or even a small rest. In this style, space is powerful. A tiny gap can make the next hit feel much heavier. If your bass line feels too busy, remove notes before you add effects. That's a good beginner rule. Clear always beats crowded, especially in drum and bass. A few well-placed notes can hit harder than a wall of movement. Now we get to the main event, the bass turn. A bass turn is that moment at the end of a phrase where the bass changes shape. It might flip direction, shift pitch, open a filter, or briefly stop and come back in. It usually happens every 4 or 8 bars, and it's one of the simplest ways to make your loop feel like it's moving forward. There are a few easy ways to do it. You can move the last note up or down by a semitone or two. You can remove one note and replace it with a longer one. You can automate the filter cutoff so the bass opens up over 1 bar. You can create a half-beat stop so the bass disappears and then slams back in. Or you can simply change the last note of the phrase and let that be the turn. In Ableton, Auto Filter is a great tool for this. Try automating the cutoff from around 250 Hz up toward 800 Hz over 1 bar, if you want a rising effect. Or reverse that motion if you want a darker pullback. You can also automate oscillator level, wave eatable position, or even just the overall gain with Utility. A short drop in volume before the bass returns can feel almost like a tiny rewind. Here's the important part. The bass turn should feel like a phrase change, not just a random effect. Think in phrases, not patterns. If the turn lands at the end of 4 or 8 bars, the listener hears it as intentional. That's what gives jungle its sense of motion. Now let the drums respond to the bass. That's the other half of the conversation. Before the turn, add a small fill. Maybe a snare ghost note. Maybe a reversed break slice. Maybe a quick extra kick. You do not need a huge fill. In fact, too much can kill the impact. Jungle often hits harder when the edit is subtle and tight. If you're working with audio breaks, cut one tiny slice and move it slightly early or slightly late. That little timing shift can create a lot of energy. You can also add a very small amount of reverb to a snare or a break hit, but keep it controlled. A little decay goes a long way. Then pull it back with volume automation or utility if it starts getting washed out. Now let's shape the low end so the turn lands clean. On the bass group or on the individual tracks, use EQA to clear space. If the sub feels muddy, carve a little around 150 to 300 Hz. If the mid bass is too low, high pass it around 120 to 180 Hz. If the upper bass gets harsh, gently reduce the rough spots around 2 to 5 kHz, and keep checking in mono. The sub should stay solid and centered, while only the mid bass gets width. This is one of the most important beginner lessons in jungle production. If the bass turn sounds huge on its own but messy with the drums, simplify it. Reduce width. Remove a note. Make the timing clearer. A clear turn usually sounds heavier than an overprocessed one. Now arrange the idea into a short 8-bar loop. A simple structure could be this. Bars 1 and 2 are the main groove. Bars 3 and 4 repeat with a tiny drum variation. Bars 5 and 6 introduce the bass turn. And bars 7 and 8 bring the main phrase back with a small fill into the next section. Add locator markers if that helps you stay organized. You might label them intro, groove, turn, and return. If you want a more old-school feel, keep the intro and outro a little more open. Drums first, then bass enters after 4 or 8 bars. That gives DJs room to mix. Jungle and drum and bass often work best when the arrangement is practical as well as musical. At this point, a great next step is to resample the bass turn. Record the bass phrase onto a new audio track. Then chop that audio into pieces and move one slice for the turn. This often gives the phrase a more finished, committed feel. Old school flavored D&B loves that kind of audio editing. It feels intentional, physical, and a little bit gritty in the right way. You can also lightly process the resampled audio with saturator or a drum bus. If you want extra character, just keep it under control. The goal is not to smash the low end. The goal is to make the turn feel like it belongs in the tune. Before you wrap up, do a quick reality check. Does the bass turn actually tell the ear that a new phrase is coming? Does the break answer the bass? Does the sub stay mono and stay? Does the mid bass add energy without muddying the mix? If the answer is yes, you're on the right track. If you want a very simple practice challenge, try this. Set the project to 168 BPM, make a 2-bar break loop, build a mono sub in operator with only a few notes, add a mid-bass layer in Wavitable, create one bass turn at the end of bar 4 or bar 8, and add one tiny drum fill before it. Then check everything in mono and see if the turn feels like a clear phrase change. The big takeaway from this lesson is simple. In jungle and old-school D&B, a small bass change can feel massive when the timing is right. Keep the sub tight. Keep the mid-bass controlled. Let the drums and bass share the spotlight. And remember, space is part of the groove. If you build your bass turns with clear phrasing, good drum interaction, and just enough motion, you'll get that classic energetic jungle feel without overcomplicating the project. Keep it low, keep it tight, and let the turn do the talking.